Welcome to C3 San Diego. Need something fresh, real, and powerful in your life? Connect with us on social media, get live stream service notifications, podcasts, and up-to-date information on upcoming events. We are so glad you're joining us for a powerful, life-transforming message from one of our C3 San Diego pastors. We would love to hear about how God is impacting your life through this ministry. Please share your experience with us at info@c3sandiego.com. If you'd like to be a part of what C3 Church is doing in the city of San Diego and beyond, you can contribute financially by going to c3give.com and choosing the giving option that works best for you. We hope you enjoy this message.
Oh, I love you already. You have me at hello, C3 San Diego. I feel so at home. I walked in when the band were rehearsing. They were singing. I was crying. It wasn't even service time yet. The presence of God in this place, the sweet spirit, the warmth, the genuine love, not just token, but genuine love in this place is so tangible, and love is a game changer. Love is a deliverer. Love is a restorer. Love binds up the brokenhearted. I love what you're building in this city. And I do kind of want to do a crash tackle group hug with the worship team because I love these guys. But it's going to be awkward because there's guitars involved. So maybe we'll do that in a very civilized manner after the service. But Pastor Andy, I'm going to give him a hug. Who loves Pastor Andy? Oh my gosh. I have known him since circa 2001. College buddies. Yeah. Totally. Grew up at C3 Oxford Falls together. Grew up, learned a few things. And now we're out on the field, in the business, hand to the plow, building the house of God across the face of the earth. It's so awesome. It's so good. Yeah. You know what? I remember week four. Why don't you take a seat? Week four, C3 San Diego. Anybody else here on week four? If you wind back the clock, there's a few faithful hands. Is that Tommy? Hey, Tommy. Love you, buddy. Gotten a bit taller since I saw you last. Looking very handsome. Nice to be in the same room as you, Tommy. What a legend. Come on, let's give it up for Tommy. Son of the house. Love you, Tommy. Great young man. So week four, we're going to throw a picture to the screen just to refresh your memories for those that were in the room on this particular day. Hearts and I came across, we wanted to be a part of the launch phase of C3 San Diego. And we could taste, even in that service, the expectation and the potential and the promise which was over this church. And I remember Pastor Leanne baked cookies that day and she handed them out to the guests. As they exited the service, that, do you still bake, Leanne? Somehow I feel like that might have fallen to the wayside. Zoe bakes now. You've passed the baton. Amazing. I love that. And Pastor Andy, I was on the front row and you came up to me pre-service and you said, Nat, that's the sound desk up there. We've got the worship happening. There was no sound guy. If anything needs to be tweaked, this is what you do. And I looked at all these knobs and these buttons for real, Pastor Andy, for real. I had no idea what I was doing, but I just nodded my head and smiled. No worries, Pastor Andy. I've got it covered. Got your back. Whatever you need. Very funny. I love it. I love it. Thank you. We can take that pic down. Memory lane, I love it. And I want to honour your pastors, Pastor Jürgen and Pastor Leanne. They are magnificent. Please do yourself a favour and never grow familiar with the gift that you have in them. They are the finest. They are world class. Truly. Their reputation spans the globe. In fact, I like to call them Body of Christ royalty. And I believe one day they will be known profoundly as that. A voice not just to our tribe and our movement, but beyond, right throughout the body of Christ on the face of the earth. And we knew them first as our youth pastors. We were just kids building the house of God under their fine leadership. And, you know, I know there's a whole generation of youth leaders that grew up under Pastor Leanne and Jürgen at C3 Oxford Falls. And we're just ruined, in a beautiful sense, for any other kind of leadership. honestly, because the kindness and the empowering approach of your leaders is one that you will never, ever forget. And, you know, it's good in a lifetime to taste really, really stunning leadership, and it's okay to taste not so fine leadership, because it gives you this experience to learn, this is who I want to be. And it kind of solidifies your conviction, this is who I want to be. So I'm grateful for the hand of kindness that is your leaders. We had an amazing time, and really, they influenced and shaped a whole generation like Pastor Andy and I, and there are a multitude of others who are literally scattered across the globe now, you know, carrying weight and building and extending the borders of the kingdom of heaven. Their harvest and their legacy is so broad and so wide, more than you can imagine, and Hartley and I are seed of that. We are fruit of that time. It was amazing. So Hearts and I, we pastor C3 Silverwater, which is a campus of Pastor Phil and Chris Pringle in Western Sydney. C3 Silverwater, we're C3 cousins, right? We really are. We're C3 cousins. Let me be part of your family tonight. I feel so welcomed here, genuinely welcomed. So it's a pleasure to bring the word here tonight. I want to throw up a pic of my beautiful kiddies. We've got three gorgeous kids. Sienna is the eldest. She's 11 and she's getting ready to take over my job any minute now. She's 11 and a born leader and has a clear conviction about her call and is already walking in it. In fact, I was 11 years old when I understood that I would grow up and build the house of God with absolute clarity. And I see that same clarity on my daughter. In fact, Pastor Becky, in the middle of the night when I was dancing with jet lag, I was thinking of your sons. And actually, I saw a clear shift of the mantle that is on you and your husband, coming on your sons in particular. And that's not to say that Henley is exempt, but God has a unique and beautiful story for Henley. In fact, I saw a flower blooming on the inside of her. It's like there's this creativity and this passion and this zeal and this beauty. Her perspective of life is always going to be filtered through beauty, because she's raised in a house of wholeness, and so all she sees is beauty. Beauty and wonder. It's untainted. Her life will not be tainted. And I saw this flower blossoming on the inside of her. That is sweet Henley. She runs in her own. She's got a league of her own. Then there are the boys. And what I saw of the boys, that there is commitment, there is capacity, and there is honor in your legacy. And that particular legacy, I saw being passed as a mantle. I literally saw a robe coming around your sons. And I saw them running in the mantle that they're catching from you. They're going to be stake bearers, they're going to be stakeholders in the house of God. And that mantle is being passed. And it's interesting you talk that story about entitlement, because I feel like already you're going to begin to take the shaping iron to them and actually really begin to intentionally guide them into their future as sons and weight carriers in the house of God. They're a coming of age. They may seem young, but now is their coming of age. Now is their day of discipleship into leadership and weight carrying in the house of God. We salute them and their future. They are magnificent. Amen. Amen. Awesome. Thank you, team. Let's take that picture down. Can we please thank the worship team? Oh, I like them. I'd like to take them home in my pocket all the way to Sydney. Thank you, team. I'm going to bring up my message title tonight, which is The Highway. And, you know, the perspective of this world is dull, it's clouded, and it's distorted. But as we come up, we gain clarity, a clear view. And this is, if the house of God had any effect on us, it should be this very thing, that it causes us to come up in our thinking, to be revived in our thinking, to see with clarity and freshness and all the fog to be swept away as we come into the house of God. And I'm believing that's going to be a fruit of this word tonight. Clarity is going to be restored in minds and hearts right across this room. It begins in the heart and the mind, and then it outworks in our circumstances, and I'm believing for clarity across this gathering here tonight. Psalm 84:5 says this: blessed is the man whose strength is in you, in whose hearts are the highways to Zion. Now, friends, we are earthen vessels, and our strength comes from but one source. We can rest, we can reset, we can distract with social media, but the reality is that true strength only comes from heaven above. That strength that fuels your soul, that gets your backbone up and aligned again, that gets you up on your feet and staring down your future with boldness and laughing at the days to come. True strength comes from but one source. It comes from heaven above. And the scripture says, when his presence is our go-to, we will always be rewarded. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you. When his presence is our go-to, we will always be rewarded. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the woman. I am never dissatisfied. When I pause, when I linger, when I lean in, my soul is always satisfied. Friends, you will never be disappointed as you create margin in your world to lean in and get that fresh fuel from heaven that only comes from heaven above. And here's what happened. Here's the consequence of leaning in, going to that high place, getting that clear perspective. The consequence is that the highways to Zion are branded in our hearts when we go and meet with the Lord. Highways are pathways. They are roadways. They are blueprints. They are strategies. They are insight. There is a heavenly perspective that drops into our spirit when we take time to let our earthen vessel be filled with his strength. You know, Revelation sounds different. You can go for human understanding. You could seek wise counsel, and there's totally a place for that. But when you get that insight that comes from heaven above, it's fresh. It doesn't sound like what anyone else is saying. Often it's like a flipped perspective. Often it's like nothing you would have come up with your own human strength. But as we go to the Lord, blessed is the man whose strength is found in you, in him whose hearts are the highways to Zion. God will reward you with highways. He'll give you the way out. He'll give you a perspective. He'll give you strategy for your businesses. He'll give you clarity. He'll give you the blueprint. He always rewards those who seek him. So why don't we thank him here tonight? Amen. You know, I feel like there's a few college students in the room tonight. Would I be right? Have I got a few college buddies out there tonight? Well, college students, I want you to know, I feel like there are some in this room tonight that are perhaps just coasting on autopilot. And maybe you need a fresh highway, a fresh perspective about your future tonight. College is not a season to lock in and then coast through on autopilot. The Lord calls us from strength to strength. And I feel like there's some in this room that are just, you know, humming through life on autopilot. But these are a window in your life before you take on heavier responsibility, before you get married, have babies, set up businesses and practices and step into your professional future. This is a little window right here. And this is a little window in your life in which you are called to lean into him, let his strength pour into you, and a highway, absolute clarity come about your future. You're better than this. You don't have to settle for autopilot. You can actually receive absolute clarity from him tonight about your future, just like I had as an 11-year-old, for goodness sake. Surely we can have it as college students. Raise your hands, college students, if you would like to have absolute conviction about where you're going, where you're walking. Let me tell you, it'll make the late night assignment season a little bit easier if you know that you're marked out a course, that your highway has been handed to you from a heavenly Father who loves you so much. You know, his purpose is born in his presence. As we come into the house of God, we get sure about who we are, and purpose springs alive in our heart. And I thank you, Lord, that this central campus is stepping into a whole new day of purpose. I thank you, Lord, there is clarity about the future of this location, this sending, this resourcing, this giving location. I thank you, just as Pastor Becky said, this is a generous seed sowing location. And I thank you, Lord, there'll be a harvest that returns to this location, just as they have poured out, as they have sown, as they have extended their borders across this city. I thank you, Lord, you will return a thousandfold to this place. Your goodness, your provision, life, the spirit of life in this house, in Jesus' mighty name. You know, Bob Goff says, we won't be distracted by comparison if we are captivated by purpose. Oh, comparison. What an unfortunate situation that is to be found in. What an unfortunate spending of our emotional energy on comparison. You know, friends, there is only one purpose assigned to your life, and it comes from a Father that loves you so much. And one day you'll graduate into the throne room of heaven, and you'll stand before Him, and you'll give an account to the purpose which has been scribed over your life. You won't give an account to the person that you're modeling yourself off, comparing yourself to. He will ask you, did you fulfill the purpose that I wrote over your life since your mother's womb? Did you walk in it? Did you rise in it? Did you fly in it? Because that is what He will hold us to account to, the purpose which He has assigned to our life. So friends, let's get about the business of fulfilling that personal appointment. Amen? Amen. Come on, if you're going to praise, let's not do it half-hearted. I came all the way from Sydney for you. Is this him? Is this your guy? Wow. Do you love these guys? She is like part angel. This little one is like part angel. 22, for real. I feel like you're lying to me because I feel like you've got the maturity of a 30-year-old. Just saying. But the picture I see of you is you doing a big hair flick. And I feel like you would do that so well. But what I see in you, I see a spirit of audacity getting on the inside of you. And it's just going to cancel out any underlying young lady, 22-year-old, timidity. It's just going to cancel it out. And there's going to be this fire and this clarity and this grace and this dignity that you're going to step into. I can't wait to meet the 30-year-old you. I think she's actually going to be a head turner, not just because of her beauty and her poise, but a spirit of excellence. Uncomparable. Anna, you could scour the earth and you could not find what's inside this young woman. I get why you got her, Pastor Leanne. I get why you took a hold of her. Wise, wise lady. So awesome. Amen. Now, friends, as we go to the meeting place, we perceive His high way. It's in the meeting place when we sit with Him that we understand His high way, His purpose that He's allocated to us. It gets clear. 1 Chronicles 14:2 says, and David perceived that the Lord had established and confirmed him as king over Israel. Now, David perceived, but the Lord established and confirmed. Sometimes, friends, we want to perceive, we want to establish, and we want to confirm. We want to do the trifecta. We want to lock down this deal. We would love to take control and authority back into our human hands and sort it all out. But, you know, the reality is that we are co-laboring in this life, and there is a higher author over our life. And yielding is a powerful posture of the heart. It's one thing to know with clarity the purpose that's been assigned to you, but it's a whole other thing to yield that thing, to go low and to allow the sifting and the fire and the work of the Holy Spirit on your life so that you can fulfill, so that you can land all that's on the inside of you. Oh my goodness, it's one thing to walk around and to know what you're about, what you're called to, but we have to yield to the Holy Spirit. And that's a far higher test. It's one thing to have the clarity of who you are. It's a far higher test to yield sometimes to the heat, to the duress, to the unseen work so that He can lift us up, so He can see us cross the finish line. Amen. Amen. You know, there's a part in our story that only God is meant to write. He wants to play that part. So we need to settle in and let the author finish his story. Bono says this. Who loves Bono? Any Bono fans out there? Stop asking God to bless you what you were doing. Find out what God is doing and join in. It is already blessed. And if ever there was a man qualified to make that statement, it is Bono. Talk about living a fruitful, epic life. Honestly, wow. You know, friends, if I can give you one thing tonight, if I've come all the way from Sydney, Australia, to give you one thing tonight, it's to encourage us in this place tonight to create margin, to go to the throne room, to the meeting room, to that place. I believe we have complete access to the throne room, the meeting place. All the great men and women of God that understood the personal, intimate power of existing with the great I Am had carved out a meeting place. They understood how to get access to the throne room, and every single person in this room via the relationship with Jesus Christ has direct access to that place of high authority. And I want to call us up to remember that tonight, to take a hold of that here tonight, because I honestly believe it's the greatest gift I could give you. It's the greatest gift I could give my children, is that we would know we have access to the throne room. All authority, all grace, all wisdom, all truth, all power flow from the meeting place. Amen. David knew this place. Isaiah knew this place. And in this scripture, in Isaiah 6:3, Isaiah had a vision. The angels were calling to one another, confirming with one another. And it says in verse 3, and one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." From the heavens, this has been declared over our earth over and over and over again. The whole earth is filled with his glory. And ever, if ever there was a time in the earth that we need to be reminded and acutely aware that his glory covers the earth, it covers your family, it covers your marriage, it covers your children, it covers your finances, it covers your workplace. If you ever needed to know that his glory trumps and surpasses and is sovereignly across your world, I've come all this way to remind you here tonight. Take heart, my friends. Be confident, my friends. Put your shoulders back and your chin up, my friends. Let me tell you tonight, his glory covers the earth. Amen. Friends, a heavenly perspective is absolutely vital in these times for clarity, for courage, for peace. Psalm 45:6 says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever." I want you to know that his throne isn't according to our feelings. It's not seasonal. It's not on day, off day. His throne is forever and ever. Come hell and high water, forever and ever, whatever the seasons may say. Let me tell you, his throne is established from the beginning of time, and it's not going anywhere anytime fast. Anytime you need to throw yourself down on your face in the throne room, let me tell you, he's waiting. He's hovering. He's able to catch you, to strengthen you, to breathe life into your spirit. He's able to meet you. Even in your most dire moment, he's there. He's never far away. He's not a far off distant God. He's not a religious God. He's so real. He's so present. He sees you, each and every one of you, in Jesus' mighty name. Maria D'Urso says, the same way we need people to march, we need people to kneel. Let's be a company of people who are not just shaking our banner, but found on our knees, beseeching the great I Am for our worlds, for our family, for our beautiful city of San Diego, that this city would know the name of Jesus Christ, that this city would know the reality of his love and his peace. The world can't produce peace like we felt in this room tonight. Our world needs to know the reality of his peace and his presence and his love, which covers a multitude of sin. You can't escape his love. He'll find you. He'll run to the ends of the earth just to sweep you up and get a hold of you, that you would know the reality of his love. I love seeing Cherish early morning prayer. Come on, flipping game changer. Yeah, thank God for social media. I'm getting amped on the other side of the globe, because I know that the Cherish girls are rising in the morning, stirring up the atmosphere, claiming promises and pulling them down for this house and for this city and for your families. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we are earthbound people, preoccupied with Instagram, what to wear, what tattoo to get, what to eat for dinner. Can I just say, meanwhile, he sits on the throne. He sits in all his authority on the throne. Friends, the sky is not the limit. The heavens are. The buck stops at the throne, my friends. We can crash through invisible ceilings. We can crash through even the sky. The throne room is our place. It's a place of answers. It's a place of restitution. It's a place of reconciliation. It's the place where clarity comes and we see with confidence into our future. You know, we gather together in the church ultimately to get out from our homes, out from the familiar atmosphere, out from underneath the ceiling of familiarity and our own thinking to come up higher. If the church would have any fruit as we walk out tonight, I pray that we would have come up higher in our thinking. We need to be revived in our thinking. That should be the outcome of gathering into the house of God. I feel like we need to give a big shout of praise in this place tonight. Just to stir ourselves up here a bit. It's so important to praise and to engage back with the preacher because it's like a divine exchange is going on here tonight. And as you praise, as you stir yourself, as you rouse yourself to respond to the word, a transaction occurs. And I know you take a hold of the word. As you rise in praise, it's a twofold conversation going on across the room here tonight. So help me help you. I want to pass it to you and I want to impart it to you. And as you take a hold of it, you win the prize as you respond. It's not for my self-esteem. Jesus gives me my self-esteem. It's so that you would receive the fullness of what he has for you in this place tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. I'm glad you got my attention. Pastor Matt. Pastor Matt, you are such a gracious partner with the Holy Spirit. Oh, I like it so much. I like you so much. You know, there are a lot of great articulate ministers, but not everyone can kind of dovetail under the Holy Spirit, get under the Holy Spirit, be humble enough to get behind what the Holy Spirit is doing, not need to be the voice, not need to be the center of it. There is nothing in you that needs to be the center of attention. There is genuine humility in your heart. Therefore, the Holy Spirit can rest with grace upon you. You know, sometimes you watch people like dance with the Holy Spirit and there's these awkward, clunky transitions. Not with you, my brother. You just dovetailed in under what he was doing tonight. You just got in his slipstream. And I believe you'll not just be a minister of grace, you'll be a minister of power. I believe there'll be a new measure of his power that's going to come on you as you partner with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Throne room moments, they have a way of getting the kinks out, realigning our priorities, disarming distractions. You know, when you break through into being with God, you've got to get past the awkward phase. Anybody familiar with the awkward phase? When you're reading your Bible, when you're in prayer, when you're lifting to worship, and it's like you've got to crash through the awkward phase in order to get into that place that you just feel like, oh my goodness, I'm just lingering here now. I just never want to leave. But most times we have to break through the awkward phase in order to find ourselves in the place where the anointing comes and hits us. And when the anointing strikes you, it's like the cogs and the wheels of your mind and your spirit, they've been locked up and stuck. They just begin to flow and wheel and glide and move, and motion comes and creative insight comes and strength comes and power comes and boldness comes. That is the reward of those that will wait upon the Lord. When you wait upon the Lord, he will renew your strength and he'll pour in fresh oil and he'll fill your cup overflowing. So many of us are existing on an anointing oil deficiency. If we could just get through that place, it's like we take a sip of God and we think that will satisfy for long, but a sip will only last a moment. If we could drink in and let the well of our spirit be filled to overflowing, we would be so satisfied. We wouldn't need people like we do. We wouldn't need social media distraction like we do. We wouldn't need affirmation like we do. There would be this security and this peace and this rest that comes upon us because we've been with the great I am. We have met with him in the meeting place. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask the worship team to come. And I want to say this. I'm going to skip to Psalm 73:16. and 17. And it says, but when I considered how to understand this, it was too great an effort for me and too painful until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood. I know there are some people in this room tonight and you don't have answers in your own humanity. You don't know the left from the right. You don't know how you're going to get out of this situation. They're the things that God wants to share the weightlifting with us. He wants to breathe healing into your souls tonight. He wants to meet with you with the things that you've lost hope for. The reality is when you walk into the sanctuary of God, then clarity comes. The fragmented, the broken parts of our world, we start to see anew. We gain that higher view. And it says in the Message version, until I entered the sanctuary of God, then I saw the whole picture. My God is in the business of completion. My God brings threads and connects them together. He cares about the little things. He cares about the things that keep you up at night. He cares about the things that nobody knows about in your world. He sees those things. He's an all-seeing, all-knowing, all-loving God. And there is nothing that can separate you from Him. So tonight, I want to invite you into the meeting room, into the throne room, to present your weights, your burdens, your complexities, your screwed up parts to Him. And let me tell you, He'll see you, He'll speak to you, He'll feel you. He's not religious. You don't have to jump so high to be with Him. No, come as you are. Come as you are. Come as you are. He sees you. You're worth it. You're worth it tonight. You're worth stepping out under the ceiling of familiarity here tonight. See, familiarity is a terrible thing. It makes us choose to keep living with things as they are. But He calls us to come up, to come up, to see anew, to understand anew. He calls up to a high place, a high view. I want to ask everyone in this room to stand right across this auditorium. And I'm giving you permission tonight to take a hold of the fullness of what He has for you. There is nothing in your world that disqualifies you from leaning in. And tonight, there are some who haven't leant in for a while, or you haven't brought that part with you when you've leant in. You've come with your prettiness and your pretense, but you haven't brought the backside of you. You've presented the front side. The smile, the shoulders back, the accomplishment, the striving, you've presented your front view. But what about your vulnerable part? What about the part that nobody sees about? What about the part that messes with you, undermines you, keeps you bound up? What about the vulnerable part tonight? I believe He wants to touch all of you, front, back, complex, broken, strong, weak, every part here tonight. So right now we're going to turn this room into the throne room. And I'm going to invite you in to come as you are. In fact, I'm going to open this altar right now and I'm going to give you permission to get out of your seat. If there's something that you're not satisfied living under anymore, I'm going to call you to come. Provoke you to come. Step into clarity. Step into peace. Step into freedom. Step in and let all the pieces fall to the floor. Let all your brokenness and your weakness, your complexity, your OC thinking, let it come and fall to the floor. I thank you, Lord, that anyone that suffers with self-loathing in this room will be bound no longer. I thank you, Lord, for those young women, those young men. They'll not sit under the thumb of self-loathing anymore. I thank you, Lord, fresh love pours in, fresh oil pours in this place tonight. So friends, why don't you come as the worship team begin to sing in this place tonight? Give yourself permission to come. Give yourself permission to come. Hit it out. Come on, my friend. Come on, my friend. Come on, my friend. Just step. Just move. Just shift.
The earth will shake and tremble before.
Is the beginning of freedom. His name is the beginning of reconciliation of our soul. Jesus, Jesus, I just want you to begin to call out to him here tonight. Lift up the name of Jesus. Declare your liberty. Invite his power into our world, right across this auditorium, not just for the brave on the altar, but right across this auditorium. Let's begin to call out. As a young adult, I struggled with a sense of insignificance. I felt beige. I felt like I blended into the wall. I felt I had to submit. I felt a terrible sense of intimidation and insignificance. And then I reached a point in my growing life where I felt I don't want to feel like that any longer. I'm not going to submit to that any longer. And I actually began to deliver myself. I said, Jesus, I will not submit to this any longer. I'm a growing woman. I have the great I am. I won't submit to that any longer. I delivered myself. And then that sense of victimhood fell away because I decided I didn't want it any longer. And I believe right across this altar tonight, freedom is going to come. I believe the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you. You're going to see with new eyes, and he's going to give you the key to your deliverance. He's going to give you the upper hand over your circumstances. He's with you. He's for you. He's got you covered. So let's pray like that. Pray as we have the upper hand in this atmosphere tonight, as we worship one more time and lift our voices across
the earth. We'll shake and tremble before him. Chains will break as heaven and earth sing. Holy is the name. Holy is the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
And tremble before him.
worship team to begin to move amongst you and stand with you and claim your victory, claim your freedom, your peace. The greater you, it's like a cloak is falling to the floor here tonight. A weight is falling to the floor. That thing which has encumbered you and bound you up, let me tell you, it's falling to the floor. You're not going to walk out with it here tonight. That thing you entered with, you will not carry as you exit here tonight. The God of mercy, the God of love, the God of kindness is going to intervene right across this room here tonight. So I'm going to release the worship team to stand, the ministry team to stand and pray with you here tonight. And he's going to lean in. He's going to speak to you here tonight. No one is exempt. No one is forgotten in Jesus' mighty name. Now those girls, that those young men and those young women that struggle with a sense of self-loathing, I just want you to lift your hand. Lift your hand right across this room tonight. There's a whole posse of you. I saw you when I prayed for you. There's a whole posse and you're going to be delivered tonight. It's like the spirit of self-loathing has been the undercurrent that's joined you at the hip. Actually, it's likeness that draws a likeness. And there's a whole generation, a whole circle of friends. They're going to be liberated from that sense of self-loathing here tonight. I thank you, Lord, for every single one that lifts their hand right across this auditorium. And I release liberty in this place tonight. Love in all its fullness release into the hearts of those young people here tonight. I thank you, Lord. It is for freedom that you have set us free. It is for freedom that you have set us free. And we declare and we decree over every mind, every heart, every spirit of every young person that has their hand lifted right now, the spirit of self-loathing is broken in the name of Jesus. Deliverance. Bind up the brokenhearted in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Church, let's declare liberty in this place tonight. Let's lift our voices right across the room. Freedom is coming, peace is coming in Jesus. Across this auditorium, I want to ask the most important question here tonight, with no one else walking around the auditorium just zoning in for this moment. I want to ask heart to heart. I want to ask you to consider in your heart, do you have peace in your relationship with Jesus Christ? Are you confident without a shadow of a doubt that he's got you and you've got him? See, when you've got him, you hear the voice of the shepherd, you know his presence, he communes with you, he walks with you. We know when we're in sync with him. And I'm asking in this place tonight, have you gotten out of sync with Jesus Christ? Has your relationship drifted and gone off course? Because I'm here tonight to tell you that he's waiting for you. He's here for you tonight to reconnect, to sit down at the table eye to eye and get a hold of of one another again. If you've drifted in your relationship, I want to pray a prayer tonight that invites Him back, realigns to your true north. If you've never prayed a prayer that says, Jesus, I need you to be my Lord and be my Savior, I want to pray with you here tonight. Or friends, if you don't have confidence that if you were to graduate out of this life, you would find yourself in heaven, Jesus is the gateway to heaven. He gives us confidence for our eternity. And if you don't have confidence here tonight, if there's any hesitation on the inside of you, then I want to pray a prayer that will restore your confidence in your salvation. If you've never prayed that prayer, if you've drifted and you need to reconnect again, or if you need confidence of your eternity, then I want to pray with you tonight. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes in a moment of prayer right across this auditorium. And I want you to consider in your heart, where am I at with Jesus Christ? Am I confident? Those that aren't confident in this place tonight couldn't say that they're confident here tonight. I want to pray with you because you really matter. You really matter. Your walk really matters. This decision really matters. He would go even to the ends of the earth just to get a hold of you. His love has no limits. And I believe there are people in this room that He's pursuing tonight, that He's coming after tonight to recover a genuine relationship. Not religion, not showing up to church, not sitting in a seat, a relationship. That is what I'm defining here tonight, a relationship with Jesus Christ where He knows your voice and you know His, where there's confidence in your heart. So who needs to pray in this place tonight? Right across this room, I want to ask you to lift your hand up nice and high. I see your hand. Lift it up and hold it over your head. I see your hand. 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 I see you. I see you. Who else is there here tonight? Wrestling in your heart. Give in, yield tonight. He's coming for you. His love would continue to pursue you. You can't hide from Him. You can't hop on a rock from Him. His love just goes and goes and goes. It's unending. So who else is there here tonight? Just lift your hand. I see you. 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 Who else is there here tonight? Just lift your hand nice and high over your head. I'm going to take time for you. You really matter. Your decision really matters. When you take a hold of Him, He takes a hold of you. And everything, our countenance, our perspective, everything changes. So what I want to do right now is I want to just part the seas just down here, and we're just going to make room. And I want to ask everyone that's lifted your hand to come and meet me right here so I can lead you in this prayer. And if you're still wrestling in your heart, I want you to come. I want you to give yourself permission to come. Better to come 1,000 times than to get stuck in religiosity and not to come at all. So give yourself permission. Respect. 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 Come on, let's salute these ones as they come. Each one that's lifted their hand, just make your way with your friend. Make your way. Come out of your seats. These ones over here that lifted your hands, just come right now. Move out of your seat and give yourself permission to take a hold of Him here tonight. So just keep coming. Just keep coming, friends. You matter. You're seen. You love each and every one of you. Just come, my friends. Just come. Just come. Ask the person alongside you. If you feel shy, you ask the person alongside you and they will happily walk with you. They would love to accompany you here tonight. In fact, maybe you'll give them permission to come by your boldness in responding. So, friends, I've still got a handbrake on the inside of me. So if you need to come, friends, just come. Come down here. Just come right over here. Come on. Come on. Give yourself a break. Come on. Slip out of your seat. Come and stand. Come and receive Him. Come and invite Him in. come on. Just come, just come, just come. Just come, just come. Jesus. Jesus. Okay, friends, let's pray this prayer. I'm going to pray this prayer and I'm going to ask every single one of you down here to repeat this prayer after me. Dear Jesus, tonight I invite you into my heart. Wash me clean. Set me free. Help me follow you. Fill me with your peace and your Holy Spirit. Tonight, let's start afresh. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's thank him. He's so good. He's got you covered. He's got you covered, girl. He's got you covered. Amen. Amen. Friends, what I want to do is take a moment and have a team member stand with you and pray with you, because every single one of you really matters. And it's important to take a moment just to get closure around this decision and pray and have questions answered. So standing right behind you is a member of the team here, and they're going to take a moment with you and pray with you and stand with each one of you. So right through this response lounge, just following my friend, he's waving his hand there. If you can just go with the team and honor this moment by taking a moment. Take a moment. You're worth it. Your decision is worth it. You really matter. Come on, let's honor them as they go. Let's salute them as they go. We're so proud of you. What a game changer. We salute you. Well done. Amazing. Amazing. Amen. Lord, I just thank you for every person in this room. I thank you tonight. We crossed through a threshold and we found ourselves at a higher place. And I thank you, Lord, this place is not just found in the house of God. It's found anytime a hungry heart leans into you and takes a hold of you. So I pray tonight that something would be solidified on the inside of us to go to that place, to seek you out, to pull down heaven's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us online. We hope you had a powerful experience. We want to take this time to personally help you navigate the next steps in becoming connected. If you made a decision for Christ today, need prayer, or want more information about our church, go to our website, c3sandiego.com. And if you didn't get a chance to give online during service and would like to contribute financially, you can go to c3give.com and click on the giving option that works best for you. We look forward to hearing from you. See you at church.